Welcome to Walking Wisdom with Devorah. It's June 20th and I'm in the forest as usual on a very beautiful spring day, June 20th. So I want to share with you a little bit of the moment. You know, a lot of times I like to demonstrate how these Walking Wisdom audio messages are how you can take something that's happening to you in the present moment, pull the wisdom out of it and share it kind of in flow. So these are always things that I have been thinking about, but have not shaped into anything formal, but that feel like they have something more to them. So today, a good friend of mine came into town for an event and we met and visited for a couple of hours. And I shared with her something that has came to me a long time ago. We were talking about like what in Judaism we call nevuah ktana, like a small prophecy. And it's what we call intuition. When something comes to you, meaning you're putting out, you know how I always call it conversations with everything. You're putting out something, you're asking, you're opening up, and you're receiving. So we're not receiving prophecy for the whole world. We're not like the ancient prophets, but it is really important to realize that we can receive very elevated, higher guidance personally. And I hadn't known that it was specifically called something in my Jewish tradition. So it was really nice to hear that. And so she described to me that she knew someone who was going through something, young man going through some changes in his spiritual growth. And he woke up with a verse, a Jewish Hebrew verse in his mind. And I said, oh, that happened to me. And she said, oh, really? What? Tell me. So I said, a couple years back, I woke up with this verse in my head that in Hebrew, it's Minachal Baderech Yishteh Al Kain Yarim Rosh. So I'm going to give you the literal words of it. It comes from Psalms. And the literal words are Minachal Baderech. Nachal is a stream or a river. And Baderech means along the way. Baderech is a way. Baderech means along the way. Minachal Baderech Yishteh. One will drink. A person will drink. Therefore, will lift up one's head, right? So it's the idea that from the river that is upon the way or your way, drink and you will lift up your head. So I have been working on this verse for a long time. It came to me, and what's really kind of amazing, it had come to me. So it was in my head. I had woken up with it, and I didn't know what to make of it particularly, just stuck in my head until that night. My husband is reciting some psalms. We have, you know, like some prayer rituals before we go to sleep, and he recites that exact verse. I said, wait, say that again. And he recited that exact verse, and I said, could you read that again? Can you translate that for me? And it was uncanny because it was literally this. When it came to me and then he said it to me, and I could feel that there was something in it, but I didn't really know what was in it exactly. So I investigated. I went and looked where it was in its original source in Psalms. I can't remember offhand now which number Psalm it is, but I can find that out. And then I found where it is in another prayer, and I looked at different translations and different meanings. And then I brought in, so that's, you know how I talked about your lived wisdom, your learned wisdom, and your intuitive wisdom. So my lived wisdom is kind of like, it came to me, right? And this is the idea of this nevuah ktana, like a prophecy, so to speak, like a channeled message, a received message for the individual, right? About myself and my own work and my own life. So to me, it it really had to do with that on your way, there is always a source of, like a flowing source, like the stream, a blessing, of support, of knowledge, of awareness. And if you drink from that stream, meaning you take action to connect, to feel that it's there, then it will lift up your head, meaning it will raise your consciousness, expand your awareness. And so today I just did Blessing from the Trees, all about that, which you'll probably see on this same page if you're listening to it in your email with all of this together. So today I met with this friend who's also, very religious, spiritual, knowledgeable Jewish leader in her community, and also a homeopath. Her name is Rooksie David, in case any of you are ever interested in a genius spiritual homeopath. She's amazing. And she said, "Devorah, that would be a great name for what you're going to be doing in Israel." I had told her about my vision to bring something that's going to bring, inspiration to Israel. We want to move to Israel. And I told her all about when I took my clown show there in 2020. And, she said, "Call what you're doing Minachal b'derech Yishteh. From the stream, you will drink. Like, drink from the source." And I began to feel today like that Nachal b'derech, it's the source of blessing that is always on our way, no matter where we are. It's there if we drink from it, if we become aware of it. You have to drink from it, meaning you have to pay attention, you have to become still, you have to open up, you have to learn, you have to do something to receive that flow. There can be a stream, but if you don't drink from it, you will get no benefit from it. So it really struck me that it came all the way around back. Like, I had no intention. I hadn't even thought about saying it to her. What I do since that came to me, I connect to that message every morning. I have a series of inner intentions that I connect to every morning. And once that came to me, it became one of them. And I started with a Hebrew prayer that all Jews who are connected to Hebrew prayers know about, called Mode Ani, which is a blessing of thankfulness for being alive, for having your soul, and beginning your day with gratitude. And so I always recite that. And then I had a teaching on from Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach on what's first for you. And I realized that first for me is that I love God, that source of everything, a blessing. I look in our Shema prayer, it says you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your might. Like, okay, got it. So I feel that I love you first, God. I start there every single morning. Just feel it for a minute. Just tune in, and I say some other kind of affirmations about being whole and complete and feeling that wholeness of my being. And I also say, Minachal b'derech yishteh al ken yarim rosh. I become aware that there is that source of support flowing in my, on my, everywhere I go. And it was interesting because when I did the blessing from the trees, you'll see it if you see these together. It was the difference between trees that stay in one place and humans that can move. And anywhere you go can be the way that you are on. And then it was also like, oh my gosh, my whole pro everything I do, the name of the work I have created that's come to me is called the In Story Way. So all of this is to remind you to pay attention to what's on your way. It is our attention and our intention that is how you drink from this source of blessings, because you can be oblivious to the stream that is on your way. You could not know it's there. You could ignore it. All kinds of choices. So there is this Nachal b'derech, this stream along the way. I just went through a very slippery, muddy little part. We've had a lot of rain lately. So think about feeling, the source of flow, of divine connection, of the flow of intuition, that it is always there. It's always on your way. You have to drink from it. And if you drink from this source of blessing, this stream that is on your way, you will be able to lift up your head, meaning lift up your consciousness and your awareness. So clearly this is like a message for me, and I'm not sure what more I'm going to do with it, but I like to share with you, my community, these ideas. And it links up with the idea of the In-Story Way, right, which is my year program and the name of my whole company and vision and everything. So the In-Story Way gives you a way to do this work, to actually feel this source that is always there and teaches you, how do you recognize it? How do you drink from it? How do you lift up your head? How do you raise your consciousness? And how do you then shape that into the wisdom that you are going to share with the world? So I just love how it kind of all came together in such a beautiful way, right? Now the whole word way is like taking over my consciousness, right? And I think I taught this to you before, that there are two words in Hebrew for the word way. Derech is like the public way, and nativ is the personal way. So the other name I want in Hebrew is Nativ HaSipur, the path of story. Like Nativ is more like a path, and Derech is more like a road. And one is more personal, and one is more public. So you begin, the In-Story Way is that personal, private, soul-connected way of being that allows you to tap in to this flow that is the way that everyone can tap into, but you need your own nativ, your own path, your own way. I often say the In-Story Way is finally doing it your way. So I invite you to feel and trust and know that there is a way that is yours. And that unique way that is yours will bring you deep fulfillment. It will allow you to create what is your soul's to create, and to help and make a difference to those who you are here to help and support. So trust your flow. Pay attention to where you are putting your attention and what is your intention. And are you taking time to pause and receive, to ask and trust the flow of this idea of that on your way is a flow of blessing, a source of blessing that you can access in order to raise your consciousness. So I leave you with this little bit of wisdom to light up your way, to nourish your soul, and to uplift your spirit.